Ladies and gentlemen.
Clear the studio. It's time for pro wrestling, dress wearing, metal singing, Aussie J-rocker, Lady Beard. Learn a new wrestling move, how to rock a Lolita dress, or just get the new trends from Japan. This is Lady Beard's Kawaii Connection on SBS Pop Asia.
Welcome to Lady Beard's Kawaii Connection on SBS Pop Asia Radio! For another week, I am your host, Lady Beard, and I am so happy to be with you again tonight, my little kawaii crusaders! So nice to be talking to you all, as always. Thank you so much for listening in. So, guys, new time! We are on at 11 p.m. It's late night! It's late night with Lady Beard, coming to you straight from Hollywood. I'm Andy Richter. I'm not Andy Richter. I'm Lady Beard. That's who I am. Yeah, late night, guys. So, the late night change actually happened last week. And I gotta be honest, I didn't really realize. So, at 8 o'clock last week, I got these tweets saying, where's Kawaii Connection? It's not on the radio. What's happened? It had been moved to 11 p.m. Wednesday. Actually, I completely failed to tell you guys this. I sincerely apologize. I dropped the ball all over the place. I'm pretty sure SBS told me. I think just in the chaos that has been my month of July, I kind of went, sure. And it kind of went in one ear and out the other. And I totally failed to pass that information on. So I sincerely apologize for those of you who missed the show last week. It was on 11, but hey, you can always listen to the playback because that's available on the app and website and everywhere else that Pop Asia playbacks are available. And then very quickly, guys, before we continue, 2 weeks ago, those of you who listen regularly will know there was no show. I sincerely apologize. Let me explain one more time. Here's what happened. We were in Costa Rica. The airline had lost our luggage. We had missed a flight. We were working extremely hard at this convention. We'd had like no sleep because we were trying to get this suitcase back. And we were dealing with like time differences between Costa Rica and France and Japan. It was a 24-hour nightmare. And amongst the confusion, we just missed the show. So I sincerely apologize to everyone who tuned in 2 weeks ago and got no show. I sincerely apologize. I'm sorry. But here we are right now at 11 p.m. on Wednesday for Kawaii Connection. But guys, this is actually the very last ever Kawaii Connection. Bombshell, Lady Beard drops the bomb. Yes, the last Kawaii Connection, guys. That's sad. Aww, sad. We're not going to be here doing this every week anymore. But, do not fret. Here's what's happened. So, nothing bad has happened. All's happening is SBS are completely reformatting Pop Asia. And part of the reformatting means that Kawaii Connection needs to be discontinued. So it's very, very sad. However, do not fret because I will still be working with Pop Asia. Exactly how is still a bit of a secret, but you will find out in due course. So do not worry, my friends. You will definitely continue to receive your regular dose of Kawaii with Lady Beard, and I'm very excited about what we'll be doing in the future. It's gonna be a good time. So, since it is the last show tonight, guys, I'm pretty much gonna be doing whatever the hell I want. So, it is what normally happens on this show. Normally, before the show, SBS send me, like, you know, 3 or 4 songs they want me to play because they're new release or they're relevant for some other reason or something. And then, pardon me, then I try and pick a song that's relevant to J-pop news. Then normally one other song gets taken up in the metal detector, of course. Then I've got another 2 or 3 songs to choose at my own discretion. This week, straight up, it is Lady Beard selection across the board. It's my final week. I'm just going to play you guys all my favorite songs. So we're going to have a good time tonight. Guys, the other big bombshell for this week, of course, I am certain by now all of you listening know about this. I'm leaving Lady Baby. Yep, it's true. I am leaving Lady Baby. I have left Lady Baby. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later on. But, well, what's a bombshell, right? There's a double bombshell tonight. Monday bombshell, Wednesday bombshell. I should make a new segment called Lady Beard's Bomb Shelter, in which I just, like, make up fun stuff to tell you to compensate for any bad news that's happened. Guys, we're going to get into Lady Baby news a little bit later on. We'll be talking about what's happened and everything. You're on Lady Beard's Kawaii Connection, SBS Pop Asia. Don't forget, hit me up with the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Lady Beard. Let's do this. All right, guys, let's get down to it. Lady Baby. So, yes, it's true. I have left Lady Baby. As far as I know, the girls are continuing on together without me. So I'm not really allowed to go into details at this stage. We only just released the information on Monday, so obviously it's still a brand new situation for everybody. It's still very emotional. The emotion is incredibly fresh for everyone. So I've been, I've been given strict instructions. Do not go releasing details. So I can't really explain properly the how and why everything's worked out the way it has. But I do want to talk about Lady Baby a little bit. Lady Baby, for me, I think Lady Baby is an absolutely fantastic project. I sincerely thank the girls and Clearstone for giving me the opportunity to have been in Lady Baby. I feel during the year and a half that I've been, that I worked with those guys, because, I guess Nippon Manju was released a year ago, but of course we were working together before that. So during the year and a half that I've worked together with those guys, I feel I've developed dramatically as a performer. Also, I think my teamwork skills have developed a lot. Culturally, of course, it's been a huge learning experience, being the only Westerner in a big team of Japanese people. And I would like to really thank everyone who was involved and say thank you for my time there. I'd like to thank everyone who supported the project as well and paid attention. Nippon Manju got a fantastic response, and we were completely overwhelmed by that response. We were not expecting this whole thing to be seen outside Japan at all, really, except by a couple of otakus. So the fact that Nippon Manju got the response that it did and went viral the way it did really was wonderful. When you have an experience like that, can't really be replaced, life changed, life 180'd upon the release of that video. So, I thank everyone involved for that. And I really thank all of you guys, all the fans who supported the project and paid attention to the project. Thank you very, very much. I also want to give another huge thank you out. So since the news got released on Monday, I've really received a lot of support on social media. Like, I really received a lot of support, a lot of love, a lot of people saying, very sad that you're not in the group anymore. Really enjoyed your work in Lady Baby and all this kind of stuff. People have been very, very, very supportive. And for that, I really thank you guys. I understand that a lot of fans learnt about me for the first time through Lady Baby. So the fact that I'm not with Lady Baby anymore is probably a huge disappointment, because they didn't realize that, I had my solo career beyond Lady Baby and everything. It is, of course, it's an incredibly sad situation, and it's incredibly unfortunate that things have worked out the way that they have, but sadly there's just no other way, and that's pretty much all I can really say at this stage, guys. I wish everybody all the best in the future. The girls doing their thing. All the best to them. Clearstone, everyone. All the best. Hope everything goes great for everyone. Just want you guys to know that this definitely does not mean the end of Ladybeard. I've got a lot of stuff in the cooking in the kitchen, guys. A lot of stuff. This year is already packed out through till Christmas. And then we're formulating plans and everything for next year and beyond. If I get my way, like if we can put together the plan that I'm currently thinking of, guys, we've got some really cool stuff in store for you. Some really cool stuff. So I have an onegai koto for everyone. A request for you guys. Please continue to pay attention to Ladybeard's social media, and please keep watching the space. I've got awesome stuff in store for you guys. Awesome stuff. Can't say anything yet, but you have not heard the last of Ladybeard, and I can't wait to bring you the stuff that I've got in mind. So, to all of you who supported Lady Baby, thank you so much. I feel if we brought a couple of you some smiles, then the project was a huge success. Thank you to the girls. Thank you to Clearstone. All the best in the future. I cannot wait to bring you guys the stuff that I've got coming next. Okay, guys, listen up. So I told you I'm going to be continuing my solo career, right? Well, I actually have with me right now the recording of the first original song that I'll be releasing under my solo career. Oh yeah, it is happening. I've got it with me right now, and I am gonna play it for you. You're hearing it right here for the very first time. You guys ready? You guys ready? Lady Baby News, it's done now. We're moving on. Here's Ladybeard. Life can be hard sometimes. Now and then we all need someone to call. You might be suffering heartbreak, or your friends have turned out fake, or the writing of disasters on the wall. Well, one shoulder will always be there to cry. Upon one rock is always sitting under you. When there's no one left to trust, and your face is in the dust, you can always rely on Andy True. Andy True, Andy True, always there for me and you, always there to catch you when you lag behind. Andy True, Andy True, knows exactly what to do, and like Santa, he knows just what's on your mind. Welcome back. Hey, it's time for a brand new segment. I joked about it at the start of the show, but actually it's a really good idea, so I think we're gonna go ahead with it. Ladybeard's
Bomb Shelter!
It's Ladybeard's Bomb Shelter, the segment in which I just say cute, happy, funny, kawaii things to offset any unhappiness brought about by bad news. Here we go. Pandas. Kittens. Ice cream. Rob Schneider. Fairy wings. A kitten riding a panda. A kitten with fairy wings riding a panda. A kitten with fairy wings riding a panda over rolling hills of ice cream. Rob Schneider. The beach. Penguins. Chocolate. Rob Schneider. More chocolate. Even more chocolate. Butterfly kisses. Rob Schneider. A penguin made out of chocolate. A penguin made out of chocolate at the beach. A penguin made out of chocolate giving out butterfly kisses at the beach. A penguin made out of chocolate at the beach giving out butterfly kisses to a kitten with fairy wings riding a panda over rolling hills made of ice cream, all of which are being
and merrily consumed by an exceptionally happy Rob Schneider.
That was Lady Beard's Bomb Shelter. That was Bring Me the Horizon there with Throne. To anyone who thinks that this situation with Lady Baby spells the end of Lady Beard, that song was for you. Lady Beard is here to stay, and what you've seen from me and Lady Baby is just the beginning. But for right now, guys, sadly, it is time to go. It's time to go, guys. We've reached the end. Time is up. It's the end of my show. Guys, thank you all so much for joining me on this radio journey over the past 6 months. I hope you guys have had some laughs, had some smiles, enjoyed some cool tunes. I definitely have had a fantastic time bringing you guys this show. I've really, really enjoyed doing this show, really enjoyed having contact with you guys through Twitter. I thank you all so much for your input. And I look forward to bringing you more awesomeness, more kawaii madness in the brave new Pop Asia world that is about to follow. So, guys, signing out for the last time. Oh, I decided to finish this out today with take us out with one of my favorite songs ever. I think this could be Lady Beard's favorite song, full stop. I think this could be it. It's appropriate to take us out because its name is Take Me Out, and it's by Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and I absolutely love it. And it is going to be the curtain call for Lady Beard's Kawaii Connection on SBS Pop Asia Radio. So guys, for the very last time, Lady Beardo deshita, everybody! Stay happy, stay genki, stay strong, stay destructive, and above all else, stay kawaii! Lady Beardo des, minasan aishiteru yo, janne!
This has been another SBS Pop Asia podcast.
Download the free app for Android and iOS and tune in again.
Wherever you are. Non-stop, non-stop.